The Texas House has escalated its war on conservatives, impeaching Attorney General Ken Paxton over the weekend.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
I'm Braden Waltons, filling in for Michael Quinn Sullivan over the next couple weeks. First, on this Memorial Day, the Texas Scorecard team would like to remember our service members who have given the ultimate sacrifice and give our thanks to all those who have served. Now, the Texas Minute. Despite major opposition from conservative voices, the Texas House voted 121-23 to impeach Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton in a rare and rushed Saturday meeting. House Speaker Dade Phelan, who traditionally abstains from most votes, registered an affirmative vote following Paxton's call for his resignation due to apparent intoxication on the House floor. The vote was also Democrat-led, with 61 Democrats and 60 Republicans voting for the motion. Saturday's impeachment, the first of a statewide official in over 100 years, centered around a settlement reached with four former employees of the Office of the Attorney General who say they were fired unfairly. The move has gained significant opposition from conservatives like Senator Ted Cruz, who called the process a travesty. Former President Donald Trump, meanwhile, said he would fight any Republican who voted for the impeachment resolution. The issue will now be sent to the Senate for a trial, where he would be required to be convicted by two-thirds of the senators in order to be removed from office. Just moments after the House impeached Attorney General Paxton, they approved the largest spending increase in 20 years. The budget, now approved by both the House and the Senate, increases spending to $321 billion, a 21.3% jump from the previous biennium's appropriations. Although lawmakers have been working with a historic budget surplus, that is, they took too much in taxes from citizens, of nearly $33 billion, they have not allocated the majority of it toward new property tax relief, as Tim Hardin from Texans for Fiscal Responsibility and others have advocated. According to Tim Hardin, the property tax relief that has steadily improved throughout the session due to taxpayer pressure still falls short of the promised largest property tax cut in Texas history. Republican legislation, inspired by a series of election fiascos in Harris County, is drawing threats of lawsuits from local Democrat officials before it's even been signed into law. Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee announced the county plans to sue the state over two bills passed by Texas lawmakers, one that eliminates their elections administrator position, and another that subjects the county's elections office to state oversight. Until 2020, Harris County elections were administered by the county clerk, while the tax assessor managed voter registration. Then, County Judge Lena Hidalgo and the Commissioner's Court decided to move all election duties to an appointed elections administrator. Following the November 2020 election, Hidalgo pushed to appoint Isabel Longoria as the county's first elections administrator, despite her complete lack of experience. A series of botched elections followed, including what some called the worst election fiasco in Texas history, forcing her to resign in 2022. The county then hired Clifford Tatum, a consultant from Washington, D.C., whose gross mismanagement of the November 2022 election sparked a criminal investigation and multiple lawsuits that are ongoing. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Rape, murder, crime, and a total disregard for the rule of law are spiraling out of control in our country due to the invasion at our southern border. So where do we go from here? I'm Wade Miller, and I'm inviting you to listen to Exposed: Border Invasion. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts.
The regular legislative session in Austin is set to end today, but lawmakers should be prepared to come back for overtime. At the beginning of the session, Governor Greg Abbott announced seven priority items. Only three of those priorities will reach his desk. While the legislature passed legislation addressing COVID mandates, the fentanyl crisis, and school safety, other priorities failed to reach the finish line, including border security, bail reform, school choice, and property tax relief. Special sessions can only be called by the governor up to 30 days at a time and on issues he chooses. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as the latest news and commentary at texasscorecard.com. The These articles were originally reported by Cindy Henry, Aaron Anderson, and myself. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.